This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
All right, earlier in the show, Kevin McCarthy joined us from Fox 5. Just saw him on TV interviewing Angela Bassett for Zero Day. He gave that a 4 out of 5, gave Captain America a 4 out of 5, hated the monkey, but still gave it a 2.5 out of 5.
Which is weird. Like, if he hates it, give it a 1. Have some stones, just give it a 1 or give it a 0.5.
Zero.
You give it a 0, it's okay.
But now we're going to do Mike Marr's classic movie review. Have we settled in on that as the title? I thought it was old school movie of the week or whatever.
It's probably, the title's still, it's in the works.
Workshop?
I would assume.
Yeah, it's still a workshop, still figuring it out.
Okay.
As of right now, we just say Mike Marr's movie review. Now reading Mike Marr movie meter.
Yeah.
Now this is something that jumped out at you within the last like 2 weeks or so when you started like looking at potential films.
Yep, about 2.5 weeks ago, I was just addicted to TikTok and you know, Instagram Reels, YouTube Shorts.
Yeah.
I was getting real carried away
Sounds
watching it.
Sounds a lot
for, like
the guy sitting to my right.
Yeah, I was watching it for, like, 3 hours a night. And so my roommates, they pulled me aside and they're, hey, man, you got to get this figured out. I mean, you got to start watching these classic movies. You know, you're kind of missing out here. So I went back, watched Goodfellas, and then my life changed. Mm-hmm. Once I watched Goodfellas, I just became obsessed with these old school movies. Went back, watched 3 other ones, and then that's when
kinda
I approached Grab Bobby.
Kind of tilts me that he's calling Goodfellas like an old school movie. Just makes me feel old because, I mean, from like 1990, I think, 1989.
But old?
Like, I guess it's old.
But they're just movies that he missed based on his age.
I understand, but what I consider an old school movie is like Citizen Kane, Psycho. Yeah. But he's a different era, so I understand it. I get it.
So what are the other 3 movies, just out of curiosity? You started with Goodfellas. I know you watched Good Will Hunting. What else?
It was Good Will Hunting, Pulp Fiction, which was Cheeks, and The Departed.
And The Departed.
Pulp Fiction, okay.
The Departed was silly.
Yeah.
Kind of wish I hadn't watched that one because that one would have probably shattered the movie meter ranking.
Right. But off the charts.
So then
I think you gave a 7.2 last week. Was that correct?
No, he gave it an 8, and he should have been more on brand by giving it a 7 because he wasn't that crazy about it.
I think it was wasn't there a 0.2 in there?
It was an 8.3, and I got swept up in the mania.
Right.
I was just babbling and got excited, and I saw the box, and I opened the box, and it should have been a 7 there.
Mar, you're in charge of keeping your own reviews, by the way.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, once we get a decent list, I'll make a graphic, and then I'll readjust my ratings as we keep going. But so this movie that I watched the other night, this was on Tuesday night, is the most complete movie I have ever seen in my entire life.
Hyperbole alert.
The most complete.
Hold on. What do you mean by complete? Like, it had great action, great romance, it had everything.
You like the
story. It was like watching an all-star game. I mean, not just because of the cast, but just complete everywhere.
Like,
you know,
a good all-star game?
Positions.
Like, or the NBA all-star game?
Yeah, I was going to say, all-star games nowadays aren't that great.
We'll say the NHL all-star game, the Four Nations Classic.
Okay.
This was a 3-hour movie, though, and not once did I look at my phone or did I wish, you know, it would go by faster and it would just end. And I got to also say, they don't make movies like this anymore. I mean, when I say this cast is star-studded, top to bottom, it is just heavy hitter after heavy hitter. And there's also the main character is someone that I have never seen a movie of, and now I'm about to go back in the rabbit hole and watch a million of his classics because this dude's just swinging a hot bat.
So it's not somebody in The Departed.
I'm intrigued. Who is the lead in this movie?
Do you want to give us
some of the stars? Can you describe the plot?
Are we still trying to guess? Are we still trying to guess?
Just let Mark cook.
All right. Just let me cook.
He's only said most complete movies. Yeah. It's kind of tough.
All right, so we'll just start with, the movie just comes at you fast. I mean, you turn on the movie, you press play, and out of nowhere, bank robbery. We got a semi-truck smacking into another semi-truck.
Oh, I know the movie already.
And then these dudes are just rolling out in masks, and they just wreak havoc, man. Mm-hmm. I mean, they took care of business pretty quick. And let me tell you, they took no pity on those security guards. And they were in and they were out.
They were gone. Yeah.
And then that's when you see the main character, which, because going into the movie, I thought, I'll just say his name. It's Al Pacino.
Okay.
All right, Al Pacino.
So you've never seen a Pacino movie?
I had never seen Al Pacino movie.
Isn't that wild?
It's kind of wild.
But going into the movie, I just thought Al Pacino was going to be the bad guy. So then when I see him play when he's the cop or whatever, the detective.
I would argue there are co-mains in this movie, but that might just be me.
Yeah. I mean, that guy, he's a weapon. I mean, he just instantly climbed into my top 10 actors of all time. what can't he do? He had so much range in the movie. You know,
Some people say Pacino's a little too over the top sometimes, but I think he was really good.
How would he know? It's the first time he's seen him.
Yeah, I mean, he was really covering all of his bases.
Yeah. The diner scene hit you.
Diner scene, I must say, was also one of the most intense scenes I've ever watched because it's two powerhouse actors in De Niro and Pacino, and they meet face to face at a Waffle House, basically, and you just don't know where it's going to go next. Like, you don't know if... You know, the cops are going to raid in because
you can feel the tension.
Yeah, it built so much tension, man. I mean, I was locked in on that scene. And then after they met at the diner.
Was that a game recognizes game situation, too?
It was LeBron against Jordan. I mean, it was Tom Brady against Patrick Mahomes. I mean, it was elite level stuff right there. But then you get into, now this is where this could be a little bit of a reach here. I would argue the best scene in a movie involving weapons ever. Which is the shootout that they have after the main heist robbery that goes rogue.
Yeah.
It was chaos, man. My TV was at 25, and it sounded like World War II up in my room. I mean, my roommates texted me, and they were like, what the hell is going on up there? Like, you playing the new Call of Duty campaign or what? But it was ridiculously
loud. You're watching this just... In your room by yourself. Yeah. Nobody else around. Because you got to concentrate.
Exactly. Because some of the movies I was watching with my roommates at Good Will Hunting.
Yeah.
And, you know, I love watching stuff with them. But, you know, they're smoking and joking and yapping.
Right.
I need to lock in. If I'm going to do this review, I want to give it my best foot forward. Hey,
does Eric have any idea what the movie is yet? Because I know JP and Cakes have figured it out.
I'm just more entertained by his enthusiasm than I am for the details of what he's saying. I'll be honest.
So the answer is no. Yeah. Hold up. He just gave you Pacino and... He called him De Niro.
Yeah, it's fine.
De Niro.
We know what he's
it's Robert
about.
De Niro because he's so money.
And they sit down at a diner together.
Of course I know the movie.
Heat.
Yeah.
Got it.
Go ahead.
Robert De Gabadagoo.
Yeah.
But, the shootout, man. I went on a little bit of dive on Google after. Apparently, the scene is so loud with the guns because they actually used real guns as compared to just faking in the noise. Like they sat next to a microphone.
This is a Kevin McCarthy-esque tidbit you're giving.
Yeah, they grabbed the M16 and just shot it next to a microphone a million times, and that's why the scene is so loud.
Come for that job.
Yeah. What if we got him to replace Kevin? Can we start sending him to movies and like hype up and have a new movie guy?
All of a sudden, Mar's next to Kevin at the junkets.
Problem is, where are we going to send Mar to go see E.T. in the theater? It's going to be tough.
Yeah, well, no, he would have
Has
to
he
just
seen E.T.?
Bone no up chance to... he's seen E.T.
E.T.'s
probably,
a great one.
It's probably on his list.
Have you seen E.T.?
I haven't seen E.T., but, you know, I've seen, you know, obviously, like, the clips, the memes of where he's like...
You know what the alien looks memes. Like?
It's like with the finger. Like, he's like trying to touch something.
Yeah, the Arsenio, like, finger.
He's got the old school bike where he's getting groceries and, like, Harris Teeter afterwards, too.
Right.
But also, this movie is just full of quotes. I mean, that was the main thing. When I came in here the next day, I'm looking at Draven Valdez, and I'm just hitting these one-liner zings. Like, when they're plotting to, if they're going to do the heist or not, because Robert De Niro looks at the guys, and he's like, hey, man, you guys are already made. You have families. Yeah. You don't need this last heist. Like, I don't really have a family, so I'm going to go ahead and do it. You can join me if you want. And the big dude looks at him. Now, he ended up getting, sniped by Pacino. But he looks at him, and he's like, the action is the juice. So this dude gets fired up just for the thrill of, pocketing some cash.
Yeah.
Which I get sized for. Yeah, great great quotes there. But
the action is the juice. I like it.
The action is the juice. And also, the final scene when you know, when De Niro is running through the airport, and they're just hiding behind those big towers, or I don't know what they are, but they're hiding behind them, and then the lights go off, and they can't tell which one they're behind. That also was just as intense as the diner scene, because, like I said, man, you have no idea which way it's going to go. Like, when it's a banger film like this, you know, De Niro can come out on top, Pacino can come out on top. Hell, they can shoot each other at the same time, and you don't know what to expect. That movie had my brain to pretzel for a period of time.
It's killing me. He keeps calling him De Niro.
I like it. He's sticking with the bit.
I know. So what is it rate on Mike Marr's movie meter? I like the alliteration.
Four M's.
Well, I remember last week I had a prop, and it was a box. Okay?
Yeah.
I have another prop here this week.
Oh, this is the music for the movie. So
and I'm going to get this locked in. Just fill some time for about 5 seconds.
This is when they're in the bank before the big shootout.
Yes. Everybody down.
Yeah.
We're after your money.
The bank's money is insured.
We're not after your money. We're after the bank's money. The bank's money is insured. If you have heart problems, lean up against the wall.
All right, what's going on?
I do like Mike Marr's prop for this.
This could be. He's masked.
All right, this is an absolute show because while I tried to put in my headset, I knocked out my contact, so I'm partially blind right now.
I hope you find the contact.
I can find the contact. I'll just read with my left eye. So before I start, there is the best quote in the entire movie. Don't let yourself get attached to anything you are not willing to walk out on in 30 seconds flat if you feel the heat around the corner. My movie rating for heat, 8.7.
It's pretty good.
It seems low for the most complete movie. I don't get his rating. He's leaving to Broome.
Like me with pass rushers, he has high movie standards. He's not just going to give every movie that comes along a 9.5 or 10.
He was upset last week that he gave it a little too high.
Yeah,
he gave 7 and 8.3, but he now wants to... He's going to amend all of this whenever he does his first graphic.
Right.
You can't amend them. You got to keep them the way you rate them on the air.
Yeah, 8.7, I feel like, is a perfect score because it is better than 7, but it also, like I said, leaves room for some of the potential, you know, up-and-comers that are on the horizon here.
Excellent.
Just a tremendous movie, though.
Nice job, Mike Marr.
Glad you enjoyed
8.7, if you haven't seen Heat in a while, it's worth revisiting. He used to do movies you're sleeping on.
Yeah, movies you sleep on. Yeah. I don't even think I had underarm hair when I saw Heat. It's been so old. It's freaking old.
What's the best, what would you say is the best, like, classic film in, sort of in that genre? Like, the latest. Like, the last one that's come out.
Town. Yeah. That's the first one that comes to mind.
What about the one with DiCaprio?
It's Departed.
Departed's in that realm, right?
I think the Town's more recent, right, than Departed?
Town's definitely more recent.
It is?
Has anybody watched Den of Thieves? I think they came out with Den of Thieves, too.
As much as I like Gerard Butler, I like him more as King Leonidas. And I like him more as the guy from the Olympus Has Fallen series. Haven't really gotten into him in Den of Thieves. Maybe I'm missing out. I don't know.
We do have a great movie.
We want to hurt no one. We're here for the bank's money, not your money. Your money is insured by the federal government. You're not going to lose a dime. Think of your families. Don't risk your life. Don't try and be a hero. Right now, I want you to sit on the floor and put your hands on your head. Anybody feel sick? Anybody got heart trouble? Go ahead and lean against the wall.
He's so De Niro. Love that guy.
I saw yesterday on Twitter, we do have a great movie coming in the works here in the next year or two. So it's a Martin Scorsese classic banger.
He's struggling with these names. Scorsese.
Most confusing
names
ever.
He's an Irish guy. Can you blame him?
Yeah. So it's described as The Departed meets Goodfellas, and it's starring Dwayne Johnson, DiCaprio, Emily Blunt, and it's following an aspiring mob boss who rivals rival crime fractures for control of the underworld Hawaiian islands.
Yeah, his brain is scrambling. Like I say, his brain's in a pretzel. He's Radford.
I went to Radford. Which isn't the best.
Reading comprehension. Yeah.
I mean, didn't anybody get into Radford?
Plus, like, he probably drank like a fish for four straight years.
I mean, normally, if you have a pulse, they'll let you in. But to play devil's advocate is I also cannot see out of my right eye right now.
That's true.
My contact is destroyed.
Great point.
Acceptance rate at Radford. 93%.
Literally everyone gets everyone.
Actually, I would love to interview the 7%.
Who's not getting in?
Who's not getting in?
I mean, That seems pretty high.
You got to pay to play in the Big South.
What other schools were you considering when you picked Radford?
You could guess the West Virginia University.
Their acceptance rate's 100%.
Right? Yeah, but it's out of state, so yeah. That's a little deeper on the
it's
coin.
Pricier,
and
yeah.
Then JMU, which was just what a waste of $100.
I mean, you had no
waste
shot.
Of, that's
there,
a waste
right?
of an application.
I mean, it's like Harvard.
Yeah, my mom went there and she was like, "Oh, maybe the Legacy will get you." And I'm like, "All right, let's be honest with ourselves here."
Yeah.
What was your GPA coming out of high school?
I mean, they have a 78% acceptance rate.
JMU Harvard all of a sudden?
Coming out of high school.
Harvard of the South, right?
Yeah, what the heck?
Coming out of high school.
Brett went there.
Like a 3-0.
3-0?
Yeah, like you don't really have a lot of options when you're 3-0, when you're trying to go in-state. And I didn't want to go to CNU or anything. I liked Radford because it was close to Tech, so that was part of my rationale of going there.
Mm.
You get like the football vibes and stuff.
Right.
That is rough when you get rejected from a school with 80% acceptance rate. I mean, you got to evaluate your life choices.
You're in the bottom 20%.
Yeah, what can you say?
It was a great 4 years. Yeah. Look where he's gotten to now. Yeah. He's got his own segment. And he's on fire, this kid.
All right, Mike Marr, great job. That is an 8.7 for Heat.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
On the Mike Marr movie meter. We'll be right back.